Irene Adler had hurried up the steps, but she stood at the top of the steps looking back into the street.
"Is the poor gentleman much hurt?" she asked. "He's dead!"
cried several voices.
"No, no, there's life in him!"
shouted another.
"But he'll be gone before you can get him to the hospital."
"He's a brave fella," said a woman. "They would have had the lady's purse and watch if it hadn't been for him. They was a gang and a rough one, too. He's breathing, though."
"He can't lie in the street. May we bring him in, Mom?"
"Surely. Bring him into the sitting room. There is a comfortable sofa. This way, please."
Slowly and solemnly, he was borne into Bryony Lodge and laid out in the principal room, while I still observed the proceedings from my post by the window.